الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
أن الحمد لله، نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending our peace and blessings to our noble and beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And I remind myself and yourselves on this blessed and joyous day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah to fear Allah. To fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah reminds us to fear Him and to be conscious of Him in the Qur'an when He says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
O you who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared and do not die except in the state of submission to Him, in the state of Islam. We ask Allah to die in the state. We ask Allah to live in the state and to be resurrected in the state. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, as we are still in one of the sacred months of the year, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, one of the greatest months of Islam and of the calendar year, the month where believers are given the opportunity to complete one-fifth of their faith. In a famous hadith that we all perhaps memorized at a young age, one of the first prophetic sayings that we teach our children and that we teach them to repeat and repeat, because this one hadith has the basis of their whole entire faith in it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Buniya al-Islamu ala khams." Islam was built, Islam was established on five pillars, five foundations. And we know these foundations. The shahada, salah, zakah, siyam, and hajj for those who are able to do it. One thing, as I returned from hajj yesterday, during the day, after a close to a month-long journey, subhanallah, in perhaps one of the longest hajj travels I've ever done in all my hajj experience, this particular one was the most unique hajj experience for me. And inshallah, that unique experience is what I'm going to be sharing with you today. And throughout this whole entire Hajj experience, I was reflecting on this hadith. How shahada is something that we do our entire life, that we live for. We do it once and we have to live with it, tawheed, for our whole life. And we have to establish it. Salah, we establish it every single day of our life, or else that pillar is not established. Zakah, we have to fulfill it every single year, or else it's not established. Siyam, we have to do it every single year, or else it's not established. But Allah made one of these five pillars that Islam was founded upon, that holds up our entire faith. One of these pillars is a pillar that most of the believers, most of the Muslims would probably not have a chance to do. This one pillar is a pillar that is mashroot. It's conditional. If we're physically and financially able to do it. How did Allah establish this faith on a pillar that most believers will not be able to do, or many believers will not be able to do, and is conditional? Subhanallah, this is something that was in the back of my head throughout the whole entire trip. But one thing that rang in my head was when I read in Surah Al-Hajj, which I will discuss later on in the khutbah as well, is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. One of the first reasons that Allah gives us for Hajj is لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, so that we can witness benefits for ourselves. وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ, so that we can remember Allah in these few days. Ya jama'a, this whole entire journey is for a few days. These few days comprise one-fifth of our deen. These few days are one of the five pillars holding up our deen. The way we carry ourselves in these few days, what we do in these few days, how we remember Allah in these few days, how we reflect and hold up our faith in these few days, is how strong this one foundation would be for the rest of our life. But Allah said, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. Some of the mufassireen, they do tafsir of لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ as so that we can witness some tangible benefits, financial benefits from Hajj. Some people go there to trade, to sell, to make money. There are companies that go there to benefit from the thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people that come. But why restrict it to this small meaning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said manafi' bi surat al-tankir, right? Not al-manafi', it's just manafi'. It's wide, it's vast, it's mutlaq. Manafi' is a jama', it's a plural of something. It's the plural of the word benefit, because benefit is not only restricted to one thing, but to many things. And benefit is not only restricted to a time, but in all time. So it's as if Allah is telling us in this verse that when we go to Hajj, we will consistently be in remembrance of Allah because of it. There is a transformation that will happen to a person that goes to Hajj that will transcend this Hajj. It's not only a journey that we remember, that we take pictures and selfies and we remember ourselves and we send our posts, Alhamdulillah, we're Hajj this year, Allahu Akbar. No. There's manafi' from witnessing Hajj. And perhaps the greatest manfa'ah, the greatest benefit of performing Hajj, brothers and sisters, is remembering the Day of Judgment. Remembering the Day of Judgment is perhaps one of the greatest reasons that a person can remain steadfast on their faith. Remembering the Day of Judgment is what makes us avoid haram and do halal. Remembering the Day of Judgment is what makes us withhold ourselves, what makes us abstain from doing evil, and what makes us or encourages us to do khair and to do good even when it's difficult on us. And that's why one of the greatest sins is to forget the Day of Judgment. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Indeed, the ones who are misguided from the path of Allah and misguide others from the path of Allah, they have an extreme punishment on the Day of Judgment. But look at why. Why did Allah say they're yadilloon, they're misguided? And why did this misguidance deserve such a shadeed, such a severe punishment? Allah said, bima nasu yawm al-hisab. Because they forgot and they kept forgetting the Day of Judgment. Forgetting the Day of Judgment is the foundational reason why people do sin. Forgetting the Day of Judgment is why people get in trouble. Because if wallahi we understood what the Day of Judgment is and what it will be and how it will try every man and woman, child and infant and everyone. Allah said, يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. On that day, even a child's hair will become white from how severe that day is. The closest thing to that day, brothers and sisters, that we could experience in this dunya is exactly that, is Hajj. It's Hajj. And you know, as I was reading the tafsir of Surah Al-Hajj, I found something amazing in it. And I was reading it to prepare for this khutbah, but what I found out was, wallahi, it was inspiring, and to me it was mind-boggling, as it was mind-boggling to scholars who did tafsir of it in the past. They said this surah is a ujubah, Surah Al-Hajj. It's named Surah Al-Hajj, okay? Although Surah Al-Hajj is in few verses in the middle of it. But this surah is the only surah that's Mekki and Madani at the same time. Like part of it was revealed in Mecca, part of it was revealed in Medina. This surah is the only surah that has two sajdas. This surah is the only surah that was revealed in times of peace and in times of war. This surah is the only surah that was revealed while the Prophet ﷺ was traveling and while he was still in Medina as a resident, or in Mecca as a resident. This is the only surah, and then the list goes on of what makes this surah so unique and so different. Yet this surah is called Surah Al-Hajj. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose to begin the surah that's titled the Surah of Hajj? Let's recite it together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah of Hajj by saying, Ya ayyuha an-nasu ittaqu rabbakum. All people, not just Muslims, all people. Ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Lord. Inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Indeed, the quake, the shake of the hereafter is real. And then Allah describes the day of judgment. It's the day of judgment. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا, on that day you will see it. Meaning what? Meaning the day. تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضَعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ, that the woman who is breastfeeding her child will leave her child. She will just leave him and run out of care for something more important than that. Subhanallah. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا, and every pregnant woman will drop her pregnancy. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَ وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيد. I want you to remember that word, شَدِيد. We're making connections here. Allah mentioned that a woman would leave her infant. There's no woman with infants on the Day of Judgment. Who's going to give birth and have a breastfeeding child on the Day of Judgment? Why would Allah tell us that? And why would Allah tell us on that day a pregnant woman would give birth when Allah resurrects all the women not pregnant? And all the men, just the way Allah created us. No one's going to be pregnant on that day in order for a woman to give a miscarriage. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى, and you would see people as if they're intoxicated. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, but there's no intoxicant. There's no alcohol, there's no intoxicant on that day. But what is making all of this come together? Allah said, وَلَكِنْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ, but the punishment of Allah is extreme, is shadeed. And remember that word shadeed in the last ayah that we mentioned. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. This severe punishment is for what? For those who forgot that day. This one pillar of Islam, brothers and sisters, is enough. Although for whoever does it, can literally do it in a few days. All of the pillars of this Hajj can be done in one day. All of the main pillars can be done in one day, and the rest can be expiated for. Literally one day. And that's why Allah calls it يوم الحج الأكبر, the day of the great Hajj. It's one day. And likewise, the day of judgment is one day. But the correlation between the two and how one reminds of the other, we'll draw that in the second khutbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path and to forgive us for our shortcomings and to unite us all upon His worship and His deeds and in His sacred and holy land, in al-Bayt al-Haram, performing Hajj when Allah writes it for us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Aqulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So, as Allah begins the surah, Surah Al-Hajj, speaking about يوم القيامة, it is not a coincidence, but it is to draw our attention to the importance of Hajj in our relationship with the Day of Judgment, in our remembrance of the Day of Judgment. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, for those who did Hajj this year, It was by far the hottest Hajj that anybody that I witnessed there seen before. You're talking about millions of people in one place, going from one place to another, all at the same time. All at the same time. All the men are wearing only two cloths, that's their ihram. They look, they're wet, they're dirty, they stink, but guess what? They can't do anything about it. It's hot, they have a rash, they can't walk, their feet are blistered, but they have to get to where they have to get to. It doesn't matter. This is what the journey of the lifetime is all about. A blister will not stop it. A sprained ankle will not stop it. A heat rash will not stop it. Smelling bad and sitting next to someone that you love who you don't want them to smell you that way is not going to stop it. You are going to keep going because these manasik have to be completed. Subhanallah. People are moving and everyone is looking at the time. I have to be there before Dhuhr. I have to be there. I have to be out of there before Maghrib. I have to be there until Asr and then come back and this and that. And everyone has their own schedule in their mind and they're working. And subhanallah. It's as if it's Yawm al-Qiyab. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. Wallahi, you find people as if they're intoxicated, even in Hajj. And you wonder how. But everyone is pushing. In the airport right here, we land in Dallas, in DFW airport. We know how to make a line. We know how to take our paperwork out. We know how to get on the bus. We know how to wait for our turn. But over there, it's all gone. Khalas. It's just no holds bar. Subhanallah. I was standing with someone on the day of Arafah, when we were going from Mina to Arafah. And he said, Ya akhi, this is chaos. I'm like, and so will the day of judgment be. Of course, it's chaos. I'm like, where are you from? He said, I'm from Wisconsin. I told him, what's the population in Wisconsin? I think he told me like 3.5 or 4 million. I'm not sure. But I said, imagine trying to evacuate the entirety of Wisconsin between Fajr and Dhuhr so they could make it to Arafah and have time to make dua. And actually, that actually happened. Everybody was in Arafah before Dhuhr, subhanAllah. Imagine the whole entire state going from one place to another. But that's how it is. Everyone is moving. And look, and then standing up on the day of Arafah. Ya Allah. Yawma, you remember the standing on the day of judgment when nobody can sit down or will sit down. They're standing waiting for their turn. Waiting for their turn. But Allah made this standing for Him. When we're standing, when you're saying standing, Ya Jama'ah, on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet ﷺ said that the sun, Tednu, the sun will come close to us and the people will be drenched and drowning in their own sweat. Imagine standing on the day of Arafah and going to Jabal al-Rahma and the people are filled. The people are flooding Arafah to make dua, but not make dua in any circumstance, not in air condition, not with water. No, they're dehydrated. Their mouths are dry, but they're making dua. They're in 120 degree weather. It was 120 degrees. You know, in Saudi Arabia, to encourage people to stay out, they actually lower the temperature. So outside, it's actually like 125, but the thing says 115. It was so hot, but with that, everyone was out making dua. Allahu Akbar. And everyone was seeking one thing, rahmatullah. And then we go and we do tawaf and we're circling the Kaaba, and it says we're going around, and on the day of judgment we will go around and around. And then we run from Safa to Marwa, do sa'i 7 times, and likewise on the day of judgment, we're gonna run from one prophet to the other to ask for their intercession, to see what they can help us with. And they will tell us, no, go to Fulan, go to Adam, no, go to Nuh, no, go to Musa, no, go to Ibrahim, go to Isa. And they would run us back and forth between the prophets so that we can find someone who can help us on this day that Allah described as Yawmun Asib, or Shadeed, or there's so many descriptions of Yawm Al-Qiyamah in the Quran. Imagine. And then we finish our manasik, and we do our tawaf wada', and you can see in the faces of every hajj, the ones that went to Medina after their hajj. When they go to Medina, I ask every hajj how they feel when they walk into Medina after being in Mecca for a week. And they say, wallahi, we feel at peace like we never felt before. And some of them had the pleasure and the opportunity to go and to give salam to the Prophet ﷺ and then pray in the Rawdah. And it's the same peace, the same tranquility, the same pleasure that the believers will feel on the Day of Judgment when they're running back and forth and then they find Muhammad ﷺ to give them the intercession on that day. And it's the same peace and the same Jannah that they will be in as the Jannah that they prayed in when they prayed in Al-Rawdah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us in Jannah Al-Firdaus and to grant those of us who never did Hajj, Hajj Mabroor, wa sa'i Mashkoor, wa Dhanb Maghfoor, wa Tijara Lan Tabur. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds from us, to accept from all of the Hujjaj and to accept their du'as, and to have mercy on those who passed away from amongst them as they were many. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect them as mulabbeen and as hujjaj with ihram on the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path, to keep our children firm on the straight path, to make us beacons of light in this land, to keep us du'at upon khair. We ask Allah to fulfill our deen. We ask Allah to make us steadfast on our salah, on our zakah, on our siyam. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا سووا الصف. Straighten your rows. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
الضالين آمين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله